Now it's time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, look, if you have been around Louisville long enough, you know there is a place at U of L that we affectionately call the can opener.
Because it's earned that title thanks to so many different semis getting stuck under it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is Massachusetts version. If you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting how tall your cargo is and then knocking them off when you go under an overpass, you're doing okay.
Dang it!
That's not even the worst part of the story,
oh,
though.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
When I tell you what the cargo was...
Oh, no.
This was last week.
Uh-oh.
As commuters were traveling there in Massachusetts,
sure.
Early morning rush hour,
yes. Oh,
they
boy.
Had to deal with two porta potties that literally got knocked off the back of a truck.
Oh, porta potties! Were they
so
on their way to be emptied?
Listen, it says the stinky mess, I'm assuming it was on their way to be cleaned.
This
is
no.
bad. Yes, it's bad.
No,
it's,
no.
Yes,
oh, that's
it's,
oh, that's the worst.
It's bad.
That's worst case scenario. Oh, that is the worst thing.
I know.
Now, listen. Honorable mention goes to whoever was behind that vehicle.
I mean,
that's the worst day ever for those people.
The porta potty falls. It hits. It like splashes. You know, and then it's like. You, all of a sudden, something on your windshield, you're like, oh, what's that? You're like, let me hit the windshield wipers here. Wow, why is it streaking? Maybe you don't even know until you stop and you get out and you're like, wait a minute.
And
oh,
then
God.
It hits your nostrils.
Yeah, right.
And then you're like, what just happened?
What just happened?
Oh, dang it. Oh, that cleanup must have taken forever.
Yep.
Oh, you just pray for rain at that point, right?
Yeah, well,
you pray for rain to wash all the ills away.
So here's the thing. The driver didn't even know it happened until 20 minutes later.
And, shut up.
And so 20 minutes later.
It just kept going?
Came back around and was like, oh, yeah, I guess. Maybe got to where he was going. He was like, where'd my porta potties?
I'm missing some.
Where's my porta potties?
I don't have anything on my checklist here. It's like I'm supposed to have a certain number.
So, yeah, 20 minutes later, rolled back around to clean up the mess. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story. And for those of you who know about the can opener, at least... I mean, we've seen so many.
I haven't heard of that happening.
I was going to say, we've seen so many box trucks get the roofs ripped off. We've seen semis, same deal. We've seen everything.
Right.
Fall to the mercy of the can opener there at U of L. We have not yet seen.
A load like that get dropped.
Yes.
Dang it.
So there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
Oof. It was aggressive.
Right?